Thank you. Welcome to Bait and Switch, Yom Rishon. I guess we'll discuss that in 2 weeks. Those of you who expected to hear Rabbi Reichman, I hope you enjoyed the cookies. In this coming week's Parsha, among the many exciting things that happened, there's a discussion about when Moshe Rabbeinu is traveling back to Mitzrayim along the way. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me without this? All right. Good? I remember not long ago the chief rabbi of England was here to speak, and he had an issue with the microphone also, so he told the following story. He said he was speaking once in England, and an old lady in front, towards the back, yelled out, "I can't hear you!" And the guy in the front yelled to her, "I can't, you want to switch seats?" So, the Chumash tells us, that here Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say, "Let my people go," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops him along the way, and they wanted to kill him. What was going on here? Vatikach tzipora tzor, vatichro says, Arlas b'no, vatagal ragal v'toma kichasan damam atoli. Tzipora realized that this somehow was related to the fact that her son did not have a bris. She took a stone and she did a meal on her son. Vayiraf mimenu ozom v'chasan damim lamuros. After Tzipora does this mila, there is an understanding that in fact the reason for the potential danger, the danger that Moshe Rabbeinu was in, was because of the milah, and there is a realization that Tzipora's bris was able to take care of it. It would seem, from a simple reading of the Psukim, that there was a chi of milah here, and Tzipora did the milah. Tzipora, among her many worthwhile features, was the fact that she was a woman. The simple reading of this pasuk would indicate that women can do milah, that a woman can be a moel. This is actually raised in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah begins to discuss a related question, whether or not a goy can be a moel. Rabbi Shechta has a joke he likes to tell, an old Yiddish joke. Most of you have heard it, but you're going to hear it again anyhow. That there was a situation once in a small town, a young man was born and there was no moel around. And they looked and looked and they found the only person that knew how to do a meal in the whole town was the galach. So they, what are we going to do? They pilpled back and forth. Oh, fine, he'll do the milah. And in fact, he did the milah. He did a very fine job. The kid grew up for a perfectly normal life, with one exception, that every night before he went to sleep, instead of saying Hamach HaGoel, he said Hagalach HaMoel. Yes. They teach you, those are one of those rabbi jokes they teach you. So, putting that aside, as obviously a primary source here, but not for now. The Gemara says, so the Gemara is discussing why is it that a guy can't do a milah? Before this, the Gemara has the havamina that maybe a guy can do. Maybe the entire mitzvah's milah is that the arla should go away. That the person is born, a man is born with an arla, and there's a mitzvah to get rid of the arla. And whether it's done by someone who's mechuyev adav or someone who's not mechuyev adav, a monkey, a parrot, anyone could do milah as long as the guy's not an oral anymore. There is such a havamina. Let a machine do it, right? What does it have to be? So Gemara says, no, a guy can't do a milah. Why not? So the Gemara says in number 2 in Avodah Zarah, Itmar, minayim lemilah b'omei kachovim shei psula. How do you know that a guy can't do it? Can't be a moel? Dora bar papa mishmei derav omer va'atas brisi tishmor. There's a pasuk va'atas brisi tishmor. That if someone who's doing it has to be a Baal Bris, he has to be part of the tribe. Rabbi Yochanan, Himol Yimol. Rabbi Yochanan has a different drasha. It says Himol Yimol. The dash is this Hamol Yimol. In order to do a milah, you have to have a milah. Two possibilities. Either the reason a guy can't do it is because the guy is Mishkamalt, or it's because that he's not a Ben Bris. He's not part of the Bris. My Benayu, no, my Nafkamina. So a Rabbi Movi Givonu Moiku Benayu. Arabs have milas. If you tell me that it's because of the first pasuk, that you have to be a member of the tribe, you have to be a Baal Bris, so they're not a Baal Bris. If you tell me it's Himol Yimol, Hamol Yimol, that the guy has to have a Bris to give a Bris, so these Goyim do have Brises at the end of the day. So So therefore, an Arab would be a good moel. Gemara rejects that. If the Gemara in the Darim tells us, if someone makes a nether and says, I'm not going to gain any hana from any arel. So the din is that a goy, even with a mila, is called an arel, and a yid, even without a mila, is considered not an arel. Because even though a goy might have a mila, he might be circumcised, a goy who's circumcised, that's not a mila. That's cosmetic surgery. So therefore, even if you say himo yimo, the Gemara said, still, a goy would not be a good mola. Okay, so we can live with that. So let's give another possibility. Alma, so what do you see? Alpha gav de mihili, commander lo mili dami. Even if they are technically, physically circumcised, they're still considered ara. Ela ike bena yisrael shemeso echav machmas mila. Gemara has a different possibility. A hemophiliac. Someone meso echav machmas mila. Someone goes and he has one bris. His brother has a bris, he dies. Another brother has a bris, he dies. Right, the third one we're not trying anymore. Right, so that person does not have a mila. It's not yehar gval yavar mila. So you see from here you have someone who's a Jew who does not have a mila. It's very interesting. I remember many years ago, I spent Shabbos by Rabbi Mordechai Willig's house together with Tzvi Koshelevsky. He was over for Shabbos. So I went to him afterwards. I said, what do you think about this shaila? If somebody who's meso echov machmas mila, does he have to put on tefillin on Shabbos? What? What's the question? Oz. Oz, correct. So there's an idea that all times people have to have two Oz. And mila is an Oz, and Shabbos is an Oz. And tefillin is a nose, correct. So we assume that we don't wear, one of the opinions in the Gemara is the reason that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, according to the opinions that we follow, that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, is because you already have two osios, right? You already have Shabbos, and you already have mila, you don't have to wear tefillin. What if the guy doesn't have a mila? That's what he said, it's ridiculous, it's a klotz kasha. I said klotz kasha, it's a trumas hadeshin. The trumas hadeshin asks that shaila. So he said to me, and I remember, he said, just because the Trumas Hadeshin was a Rishon, doesn't mean the Shoel was a Rishon. Which is an interesting point. If you don't consider the point that the Trumas Hadeshin wrote his own questions. It's one of the Svarim that did, but only half of it he did. So it's an interesting discussion. So the Gemara here raises the issue of Meso Echel Machmas Mila. You have a situation of somebody who doesn't have a Mila for physical reasons. So, if you tell me Vasa is Brisi Sishmor, the Gemara is going to say he's a Ben Bris. He's part of the tribe. He should be able to do it. If you tell me Himo Yimo, there's Nishkamalt. So that is the Havmi in the Gemara, and that gets rejected for the same reason. Remember. So it says if you say Limando Vasa is Brisi Sishmor Iko, he's a member of the tribe. Umando Himo Yimo, Lekir is Nishkamalt. Umando Himo Yimo Lekir. He says, wait a second. Vatnan Konum Shadi Nane Me. It says the opposite. That even an Orel, Yisrael is considered a mul. And when we talk about someone who's Gemalt, Gemalt really means part of the tribe. Whereas that doesn't work either. So Gemar here has another nafkamina, and this is the one that's going to stick. Ela'ike benayu isha. The Gemara says, what's the difference if I say that the drasha is atas brisi sishmor or himo yimo? The nafkamina is for a woman. If you tell me atas brisi sishmor, women are members of the tribe as much as men. If you tell me himo yimo, women are not gemalt. Period. If you tell me it's because of being a member of the tribe, if you tell me they have, if they atas brisi sishmor, they're part of the concept of bris, they don't have. However, if you tell me mihimo yimo, then women, they've done as much mila as they have to do. So wait a second. So you're telling me that there's a machokas whether a woman can be a mole or not. One opinion yes, one opinion no. But it's a pasuk. Where is it a pasuk? Hanta Cassandra. Says in the Bajrig, Sivva Tikach Tzipora Tzor. It says that Tzipora took a rock and she did a milah. So how can there be a havamina that a woman can't do a bris? The pasuk in Shmos says it can do a bris. No, it says she took it. Never said she made a bris. Come on. It's the next word. Come on, got it. The stuff it's chayim. Do one word at a time. Read the whole pasuk. And it says she cuts. What are we discussing here? So kari bevatichros the army inches achrin of Ovid. What does it mean? No, she took a stone and she went and she got a shliach. She said, "Buddy, can you do me a favor? My son needs a little meal here before my husband gets eaten by a serpent." And she gave it to him. And that's what it is. It doesn't mean that she did it. It means that she appointed someone to do it. Now, Ibrahim's Emor, another part. Asher Ihav, Asher also Moshe Igmar. She started doing it, and that took him out of the danger. But the ultimate completion of the Mila, the Gemara Mitzvah, was done by Moshe. So the Gemara here has a machlokes, and that's how it's left, b'machlokes, as to whether or not a woman can be a moel or not. Skip to number 4, Tosfos discusses, how do we paskin? Tak, at the end of the day, can a woman be a moel or not? So the Gemara says, Isha Rav Bas Mili, Yesh Gusso Karav, Ve'ein Ha'isha K'sher Ramol. So the first line he has is that we paskin like Rav, and a woman cannot be a moel. The Afagav, the Rav Rav Yochanan, Halachic Rav Yochanan, even though in general the rule is a machokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan, in general we would paskin like Rav Yochanan, which would mean that a woman would be kosher. But Ha Halachic Rav, the Braisa, the Rav Yehuda Anasi, Kaimo Kavasei. Here there's another Braisa that supports him, so he wins. That's the opinion of Tosfos. Avo Bahag, however, the Baal Halachic Gedolos, Pasad the Isha Kesher Lamo. Other Rishonim disagree. And say, just like in every other case, we pass on like Rav Yochanan, we pass on like Rav Yochanan here as well. And now, so a woman can be a moel. So, we have here Machokas Rishonim. How do we paskin? We'll leave the second half of Tosfos for a minute. Looking at the Shulchan Aruch number 3, Hakol Ksherim Romel. According to the Shulchan Aruch, everyone can be a moel. Afilo Evid Isha V'Kotan V'Orel Yisrael Shemeso Echel Machlos Mila. Everybody can do it, there's no problem, even an Eved, even a Katan, even a Jew that doesn't have a bris. If the reason he doesn't have the bris is not that he's a mumur ha'arelos, but because he physically was not able to, he was a hemophiliac, all these people are allowed to. In the Yisrael, Gadol, Shadei, Rabo, who called him a kulam? Obviously, if you have a male who has a bris, who's a Gadol, it would be preferable to use that person. Parentheses, V'yesham, the Isha Lotimo. So ultimately, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a woman is allowed to be a moel. However, there are opinions that disagree, and to the extent possible, you should avoid it. However, if you're in a situation where that's the only option, you have a female urologist in town that knows how to do mila, and nobody else knows how to do it, and you're on the eighth day, we paskin that ultimately one could assume that Tzipora did the mila, and in fact, a woman is allowed to be a moel. Now that raises some issues. If you look at the second half of Tosfos says you got to look at a Gemara in Kedushin, which may or may not fit in with this. The Gemara in Kedushin, famous Mishnah, we start at number 5. Hakol mitzvos ha'abein ha'av, anoshim chayav v'noshim peturos. Hakol mitzvos ha'abein, echad anoshim v'echad noshim chayav. The Gemara explains what the Mishnah means is that any mitzvah that a father has to do for the son, whether it's to teach him Torah, to do pidyon habein, to do mila, etc., lisa isha, right? All of these chiyuvim that the father has on the son is on the father dafka, not the mother. So the Gemara goes step by step to discuss every bit of it. Why is it that women are not chayiv? So when you get to mila in the Gemara, so Rumula minolan, how do you know that the father is chayiv in mila? Diksiv ayomal avu matzitzok beno. So we learn from Avram being Mal Yitzhak that there's a chiyav for the father to be Mal the son. If he doesn't do it, the basin has to do it. Himo lechem kol zachar. In the event the father does not do it, it's a chiyav on the basin to do it. And if the father doesn't do it, and the basin doesn't do it, the person is mechuyav to get a mila himself. The chiyav v'aral zachar shalo yimol es besar alasov v'nichrasa. So ihi minal de la michayva. How do you know that a woman doesn't have to? The exiv kasher tiva osa elokim. It says like God created, commanded him. Osa velo osa. Gemara is the drasha dafka osa, not osa. So Tosfos asks on this. In the event that the woman is not chayiv in mila, what's the havamina here? How can be mechayiv a woman to do a mitzvah that she can't do? A father is mechuyiv to be mal his son, which means that technically a father has to take a knife and do a mila on the son. But a woman can't. According to the opinion of Tosfos, and according to the opinion of Rav, that Tzipporah never did Mila, and the Chiyuv is not, and a woman is not allowed to do a Mila, what's the Hava meaning in the Gemara? Why does the Gemara have to have a drasha to tell us that a woman is not Mechuyev to do it? Even if they were Mechuyev, what would they do about it? How can you be Mechayev them if not? So Tosfos says, going to the second half in number 4. Urav d'omer einuk shir alomul tzorcha farish b'parah kama de kedushin de matzich osovelo osovel medrash einuk chayv romul b'noh haynu levakish l'maorah. So the Gemara says, so what's the sense in the Gemara if she's not allowed to do it? So it's almost obvious. The answer is that not obviously she can't do it, but a woman is not mechuyev to go hire a milah either. A woman, obviously, according to Rav, can't do the mila, but if the mother is the only one around, she's not even mechuyev to hire the mo'el. She has nothing to do with this. Now that statement, that a woman technically should be able to hire a mo'el to do it, and cannot, and is not mechuyev to do so, is a little bit of a questionable havamina. The minchas chinuch, if you look at number 6, in Hilchas Sefer Torah, the last of the mitzvahs, so it says that the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is a mitzvah that only men have to do, not women. So Minchas Chinuch says menashim peturos mi mitzvah zu. Vayim b'shagasal yesh mepalvul kevin dehavi mitzvah sase shelo azman drama mehechi teisa b'tziri. So Shagasal says, why are women not mechuyev in it? We know women are chayev in all mitzvahs just like men, with the exception of positive time bound commandments. Mitzvah sase shelo azman drama. Ksiva sefer Torah is not azman drama. When's there a mitzvah to do it? Whenever. So why shouldn't they be chayiv? Vayin rei masha kasavti. Be'emes atam poshet. So the reason is obvious. Why? Kev noshim psuos lichtov sefer Torah. Deinu b'kshira. There's a drasha that tells us that whoever isn't mechuyiv in tefillin can't write tefillin. And women aren't mechuyiv in tefillin. So therefore they can't write stam, meaning sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. So women can't write their own sefer Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, okay, they're not mechuyev, let them hire a sofer. V'afin nemar l'chayevos mitzvah zu mikamokim psulos lichto mehakesha. And came to ba'asim psulos v'mkosu noshim ein ro din sefer Torah kal heik nuchu m'shechayevos mitzvah zu. If a woman would write a sefer Torah, it would not have kedusha sefer Torah. How can they say that they're chayev? Came to kosu da mitzvah si haksiva v'heim psul m'ksiva. The yaspu shriach Hakaimon Hanukahani, the Ishricha Didon Miika Midi at the Iro Matri Mevu Mishavi Shriach. The Gemara says that anything that I myself can't do, I can't do Ayyadeh Shriach. So the Minchas Chinuch says by definition a woman cannot do Ksiva Sefer Torah. To write herself she can't do. And if she can't write the Sefer Torah herself, she can't have a Shriach write the Sefer Torah for her either. So Memelo, she's stuck. There's no way she could be Mekayim the mitzvah. If she can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, we're not Mekayim her to do the mitzvah. So, that's of course, I'll mention that the Minchas Chinuch is somewhat problematic. Shimon Shkup disagrees, because one has to understand what is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Is the mitzvah that I should write a Sefer Torah with my hands, and if a sofer does it for me, that is a matter of him doing it b'Torah Shliach. Or is it no? Is it mitzvah to own a sefer Torah? If the mitzvah is to own a sefer Torah, so there's no din in shlichus here, and in fact, a woman could buy a sefer Torah like anybody else. So again, if it's not a mitzvah, she has man grama, so she can't write it. She can still. So that's questionable. But leaving that aside and just sticking with the basic principle of the Minchas Chinuch, the basic principle of the Minchas Chinuch is that if I can't do something myself, I can't have a Shriach do it for me. And that's the case. That runs afoul with this Tosfos here. Tosfos said, all right, according to the opinion of Rav that we're poskening, like that a woman can't do Mila, so why do you need a drasha? Obviously she's not chayim. So the answer is she doesn't have to get a shliach. But the Minchas Chinuch here says, but the klal is that if she can't do it herself, she can't make a shliach either. So if she can't make a shliach, so why do you need the drasha? Because she doesn't have to make a shliach. It wouldn't work. So either you've got a problem here, might mean that the Minchas Chinuch is running into problems with the Tosfos, or there's another approach. The other approach is the question of what happens here. What is the Chiyuv Ha'av in Mila? And this happens to be more relevant. The father has a mitzvah to be Mal his son. The question is, what type of mitzvah is it? Is it a mitzvah that he himself should cut it? And if for whatever reason he doesn't have the ability to cut it, he's weak stomach, what have you not, he has a right to make a shliach do it for him? Or is it no? I, the father, have a chiyuv to make sure that my son is gemalt. It doesn't matter if I cut it myself. It doesn't matter if I hire somebody who's perhaps more experienced than I am. The mitzvah is to make sure the son is gemalt. So that's something that anyone can do. Right? The fact that I can or I can't do it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, if you say that that is the etzem mitzvah smila, the mitzvah smila is to make sure the son is gemalt, not actually to do the cut, then of course we'd understand how the mother has the ability to do it as much as the father. And when it says that the mother is supposed to hire somebody, it doesn't mean she's supposed to hire some b'torah shliach. You know, that the yad of the moil is like the yad of the mother. Well, no, it's not a din shlichus. It's a din of making sure the arla is taken care of. Make sure that the mitzvah is performed. So if that's the case, it's understandable why Tosfos holds what he does, and it does not run afoul of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, that's also important for other reasons. And many people, I've noticed, have the minug that the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin has a famous klal of mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho. When possible, it's better that a person should do a mitzvah on their own rather than use a shliach. Right? The Gemara there is talking about that the person could do kedushin ayidei shliach. So let's say, for example, I want to get married to a young lady, and you know I'm not the most handsome guy, and she's not the most beautiful girl. So we hire people that look better than us, and I make him my shliach, and she's makes her shliach, and they take all the wedding pictures, and we have beautiful wedding pictures. Right? Okay? We sit in the crowd, we applaud whatever we do. The Gemara says that technically it would work, but not the best idea. Not the best idea. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. It's better that a person should do the mitzvahs on their own. Famous discussion, what mitzvah is she doing? You know, the man has pruvu, what about the woman? But that's the discussion there. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. So, that being the case, right, so and other mitzvahs as well. You can, for example, buy tzitzis that are pre-made. Well, you can make the tzitzis yourself. So there are some people said, even hechsher mitzvah, the making of the tzitzis, you should try to do it yourself. So based on this, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, some people are trying to be makbin, that they do the mila on their own, rather than use a professional molel. You have a professional molel standing there in case of emergency. He hooks up everything the way it's supposed to be hooked up, and then basically you just cut on the dotted line, and you yourself are mekayim the mitzvah. So is that a good idea? Rabbi Shachter tells this story. I have no idea why he tells it, but if he tells it, I can tell it also. About that Reb Chaim decided that he was going to do the milas on his own. So his first son was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and he did the mila on his own, and it seems that it didn't work out very well. Because when the second son came along, Reb Velvel was born, he was going to do it again, and the dayan of Bristol, no, we saw you did the first time, you're not doing it again. Okay, we're going to get in a professional for this time. So this idea that a person should try to do the mila themselves, again, that would also be totally in this discussion. If you tell me that the mitzvah's mila is a mitzvah to cut, and if I can't cut yad ki yad, I'm going to use a shliach to cut for me. Well, if that's the case, yes, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, it's better to do it yourself. But however, if you assume the other way, that the entire mitzvah as it fits in better with his tosis. The entire mitzvah is to make sure the sun is gemalt. Whether I'm doing it or whether somebody else is doing it is no difference whatsoever. And obviously there's no kiyum, there's no mitzvah yosef bo mi bishlucho if there is no shliach. So that's one point. The Rishonim have a very difficult time understanding the Gemara in Kedushin for another reason. The Gemara in Kedushin has a drasha, oso v'lo osa, that there is a mitzvah of mila only on the man, not on the woman. Tosfos asks, wait a second, I got a better reason. We just discussed the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand, why are women not chayv and ksiva sefer Torah? It's not a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. Well, what about mila? Is it a mitzvah saseh? Yes. Is it zman grama? Where's the no? Why not?
You have the same mitzvah is here tomorrow as
today. So, hey, the mitzvah is never here at night.
In the morning, when that mitzvah comes, it's the same mitzvah that you had the previous day.
How's that? What about tzitzis?
Let's stick with mila.
No,
it's mila, the same. Tzitzis is a separate, a new mitzvah every day. Mila is the same mitzvah. Tzitzis every day, you have a new chiyuv in a mitzvah to
I think it's the same chiyuv. Whenever I'm wearing a dalit kafis, I should put on tzitzis.
Mila is one mitzvah. It's interrupted by a night, but it's the same mitzvah the next day. I think
it's
the
Torah Yevon. That is the Torah Yevon, which we will get to. That's a minority opinion. All the Rishonim didn't see it that way. Wait a second. Most of the Rishonim, the Torah Yevon wasn't, are of the opinion that, wait a second, this is a problem. Tosfos asked the questions. Why do I need a pasuk to say that the women are potter from the mitzvah mila? It's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. They shouldn't need it at all. Who should nima b'shmini v'rei daso v'nashab turas? Definitely, mila yom shmini, you have to agree, is mitzvah seishas man grama. Tomorrow's not going to be the eighth day.
There was no mitzvah before the eighth day.
Right, and there's
once,
not going to be...
And once the day and starts, it's the same mitzvah again.
Well, again.
Before the eighth day...
That's clearly not the same mitzvah. The eighth day and the ninth day can't be the same, because the eighth day is docha Shabbos, and the ninth day isn't docha Shabbos. That doesn't look like the same to me. It's a different Shabbos. So he says, Yeshua came to me on Shmid Vahola, Ein Lahefsek, Lazman Gramu. So the first Havamina is, well, yeah, but after the eighth day, it's all the same. Vim Tomar, Hakat, the Mitzvah Station of Man Gramu, the Ein Mo, and Ella Bayom. Wait a second, but even afterwards, it's only by day. Gisub Perkar, Yeshua. The Asher commandment Hashem the Mila Shalob is Man and Noheges Bein Biyom Bein Balayon. So the Gemara says here, as it takes a very narrow reading, he says, "Nah, here's a machokas with the Gemira Balayla." So this Gemara that has a drasha, Osov Lo Osa, is only going according to the opinion they give Mila Balayla. Inochinami, according to everybody else, there is no reason for this drasha. That's the answer of Tosfos. He said this is very limited. They're really talking, this drasha is a das yachid. It's the same das yachid as the Yizmira Balayla. Minchas Chinuch has a different approach. Minchas Chinuch says, also a very narrow reading of this. He says, now, based on this long discussion I have, the truth, just as a by the way, if I was curious, this is not really the Minchas Chinuch. It's printed in the Minchas Chinuch, but it's his son. He said, of course, the Tosus's question is right. Our women do not need to have this drasha. Taka, women are part because of mitzvah seishas man grama. So why do you have this drasha? By Jewish women, they have a problem to say this is my own. Avram, the Nolad B'nei Ketura and the Shem Peturos. So Avram Avinu had many children. He had Yishmael, he had Yitzchak, and then afterwards he has a slew of other ones, the B'nei Ketura. So all the descendants of Avram, Takar, Achayev, and Mila. According to the Rambam, even the B'nei Ketura, whoever they are. So the question is, can the mother of a Ben Ketura, is she mechuyev in mila? The thing says that Alice Mrs. Sasesha is man grama. Who says that applies to the B'nai Keturah? Therefore, they require a different drasha. Right? Again, a very narrow reading. Not the obvious reading of the Tosfos. The drush of Osova also only applies to B'nai Keturah. Some broader approaches are taken afterwards. Look at Tosfos and Megillah has a different approach than Tosfos had back in Kedushin. Asked the same question. They would say, you know, without this drasha, I would have thought that women are chayv at a motz mitzvah saseisha as man grama. You know, the lighter ones. But the rare case of an asay that's a chi of kares, like matzah, where we know women are chayv. So I thought that's not that it's a, that there's an exception of afhem hayu ba'oso anes, that's why, or gezeir shalat, something like that. I wouldn't have thought that that's the reason that women are potter from are chayv and matzah. I would have thought that the rule of that they are chayv and mitzvah seishas man grama, we understand that the logic behind it perhaps is that women do not have to do these mitzvahs because they're so busy, but maybe some mitzvahs are that important, like lavin, right? That if there's a chayv karis, they have to do it. So I would think that women are chayv and mila, like they're chayv and matzah. So the Torah said, no, that's why you have osov, well, osov, you have a special drasha to say, don't say that. Now, even though I would have had a hamlin, the mitzvah saseh shazman grama does not apply here, realize that it does apply. The Richmond Kedushin has yet a fourth approach. So there's a difference here. The mitzvah milah is on who here? The mitzvah milah is not on the mother, it's on the son. The son, by definition, is not a woman. Right? So therefore, yeah, women are potter for mitzvah, but here, it's not that she's doing the mitzvah for herself, she's doing the mitzvah on behalf of her son, and her son does not have the drasha. So therefore, I might have thought that mitzvah saseisha is man grama, in fact, does not apply here. That's why Osov Olasa, that even though ultimately it's his mitzvah, still your partner. Those are the four standard approaches of the mostly Rishonim, which all say that Inochinami Mira is a mitzvah saseisha as man grama, and that's why we need a drasha to tell us that women are not chayiv in it. That when Tzipora went, going back to our Pasha, and she did the Mira, it was Eina Metuva Vosa. Right, she did not have to do it. It just that, and that's the reason why. Why was the can bring a riot from this? Why did they want to kill Moshe and not kill Tzipora? Because Moshe was mechuyev and Tzipora wasn't mechuyev. She wasn't mechuyev this reason, that way she wasn't mechuyev, right? And because it was a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, ultimately that's the reason for it. Because mitzvah saseh shezman grama includes mila. Mila is a case of mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Number 11 is the Turei Evan, which was referenced earlier.
Unless you say that Tzipora was a keturah.
No, because the chiyuv, we don't care about Tzipora, we care about her son.
No, but then she was mechuyevus.
No, the question is the mother of a ben keturah, not a bas keturah. But it would only apply to a mother of ben keturah. Her son was not a ben keturah. Her son was chayv emira, not because he was one of the b'nei keturah. He was one of the B'nai Yitzchak.
But she was
a...
Right, again, according to the Minchas Chinuch's interesting chat.
B'nai Keturah Mechuyev forever in
Mila. Right, B'nai Keturah are Mechuyev in Mila. Right? And therefore there's a Hava meaning that their mother would have to do it. So the mother of a Ben Keturah, whether she's a Bas Keturah or...
West African.
Or Italian, whatever it is. Whatever it is, right? She has nothing. Her status only matters; does not matter. It's his status that matters. So whether Tzipora was a descendant of Keturah or not, or the B'nai Keturah is irrelevant. What's relevant is what her son was, and her son was the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, who quite has a clear shot of his lineage up to Yaakov, etc. So again, so the general agreement is that Mila is in fact one of the mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, that women are not chayvin at all. the Turei Evan comes up with this other idea, which is a very interesting take, that he believes that, in fact, no, that the drasha is a good drasha and applies to everyone, and it's necessary because he redefines mitzvah seishos man grama. He assumes that mitzvah that expires at night and starts again during the day is not considered zman grama. Since it's a mitzvah that's continually on, which just has a few lapses as we go. Right? The mitzvah is always alive, it just goes to sleep at night. That's the basic idea. Alright, how does that compare to tzitzis? Right? Tzitzis would seem to be a classic case of a mitzvah sensation zman grama that applies by day and not by night. So you have to somehow, that's when you get into the lumbus. This is how you sell svarim. This is what shir kolis are made out of. Right? Trying to slice very thin to explain why this mitzvah is this and that mitzvah is that. So that's another approach, and it happens to be a radically different approach because it redefines the entire concept of mitzvah sensation as man grama. I don't know how many people know me personally, but most people probably, those who do, are wondering, you know, how does this affect me in any way? Baruch Hashem, God has blessed us so far with 5 daughters and no sons. So therefore, Mitzvah Smila is something that I learned, you know, right after I went Ben Sora Morer. It's kind of, you know, Hilchsel Mashiach, so, you know, it's all nice theoretical. So listen, who knows? It's funny, Rabbi Reese and I were in school together, we were chavrusas together, we both went to Smicha here, we were chavrusas for Yad and Yadin, we were graduating class of 2, we both went to law school, we both got married, Baruch Hashem, we both have 5 children, they're all the same gender, however, his are boys and mine are girls, that's where we
part company.
Right, so when he was expecting his last child, I said to him, when's the young man expected? So he said, we don't know what it is. He said, you don't know what it is. Trust me on this one. But you never know. And one would have to say it's 50-50 each time. Believe that. However, I do have some involvement in Mila I wanted to discuss a little bit and how that fits in, and that is about Milas Gerim. There's a... Gerus is a very hot topic. I just did 2 Geruses on Friday. I think I was standing in the mikvah when Rob called up to say, what are you doing on Sunday? And,
Milas Kata?
What?
Ger Kata?
No. Ger, period. Right? So there is a very common question, which I wanted to discuss now, and maybe tie in a little bit, the issue of, does a Ger who had a Mila prior require Hatavas Dambris? In particular, a ger who had a mila l'shem mitzvah. Meaning, this happens oftentimes. All of you, I'm sure, read the Mishpacha article by Rabbi Schechter, where he discussed it, that we had a case in yeshiva, this happens all the time, where a young man comes forward, and he's been in all the finest yeshivas, and he's in top shiurim here in YU, and he has a realization that his mother's geiris was questionable. And this is a kid who grew up Jewish, on the 8th day he had a bris, etc., and now he has to undergo Geiris because it seems that there were issues with whether his mother's Geiris, and if his mother isn't a Ger, by definition, he's not Jewish. So the question is, okay, what does it take to do Mila? Kabbalah Samitzvahs is nothing, right? This guy's been from Shomer Shabbos, each Cholent Thursday night, does whatever a good yeshiva boy is supposed to do. No question about his Yichus, right? Takes Easter free food off the garbage can, 100% Jewish, not a question about it, right? So that's not a problem. Tefillah, you know, big deal. Do a few laps. Also good. Hatafas Dambris is where it gets a little hairy. So the question is, if somebody had a mila l'shem mitzvah, whether there is a chiyuv to do a Hatafas Dambris afterwards when the person becomes a ger. So there seems to be a theory in the Gemara's on this. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the case of Nolad Mohl. If somebody is born, Gebalt. So the question is, if someone is Nolad Mohl, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that that's not Docha Shabbos, to do that Tovas Dambris. So, V'lo Nolad Mohl, Docha Esa Shabbos. Shabbos Shammai Omrim, Tzorech HaHatif Mimenu Dambris. U'Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Tzorech. There's a machok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether we require HaTovas Dambris by a Nolad Mohl. and Beis Hillel, who we tend to pass, and says, we don't even require it. So Rishim ben Elazar says, no. The machokas is not about this. The machokas is about, everybody agrees that if you know a mohol, you still need to do a tafas dambris. Why? Maybe there's an orla that's covered, you can't see it. However, what are they all arguing about? Aman nechoku, al ger shiniskayek shumol. A ger who had a bris prior. The question is, does he need hatovas dam bris at the geris? She be shamay omrim tzarech hatif menu dam bris, she be shil omrim ain't tzarech hatif mi menu dam bris. Be shamay says that he does not, that he requires hatovas dam bris, and be shil says no. So the simple understanding of this machokas is that when it, some, that ultimately the idea behind Mila is that someone should not be an Orel. The Orla should be removed. If someone's born Mo'ol, we're not convinced that the Orla has been removed. So therefore, we require Atavs Dan Bris. However, if a Ger had a Mila already, so then we know there's no Orla, and you don't require Atavs Dan Bris. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel, and you imagine we follow Beis Hillel. Right, so that would mean that if somebody had, if someone was circumcised as a non-Jew, so whether it was done by a Jew, by a non-Jew, whatever it is, it was surgically removed, there's no more chiyuv. There's no need for tafas dam bris when it comes to geiros. That would seem to be it. However, there's a gemara in Yevamos which seems to run afoul of this. Tanya, hareshibavar malti v'lo tavalti. A guy comes forward and says to the basin, I'm in the middle of my geiros. I already had a mila, and I didn't go to the mikveh yet. I'd like to go to the mikveh. So obviously, what's his eidus worth, right? The guy's testifying about himself, and he himself is not a kosher eid. He's not Jewish, right? And even if he was a kosher eid, he's an eid echad. He's adam karvei tzalatzmo, and he's nogeya. He's everything. So obviously, believe him. We don't. So the first opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is mabino so mabukach. We do the tefillah, that's fine, don't worry about it. So what's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't got to take his word for it. You had a mila? Drop your pants. He had a mila, that's it. There's nothing to talk about, there's no edus. If you're going to follow Beis Hillel, and there's only a matter that the guy has, can't be an RL, so Efshel Avrure, you just check it out. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. And that's that. And that should be a slam dunk. However, we have the opinion of Rav Yossi, which is disagreeing. Rav Yossi says that, no, we don't accept it. Why? Because it seems that there has to be, even if the guy did not have an orla beforehand, right, still there's something that has to be done here, and you have to believe him to get it done. So the Rishonim have a difficulty with this. How come it seems to be a steer in the Gemaras? One Gemara says that we require Hatafis Tam Bris by a Ger, and the other one says that we don't. A lot of ways of dealing with it beyond the scope of the shir. The halacha, you look in the Shulchan Aruch can't make a decision either. The first thing you have to do in Geiris is Mila. If that he had a Mila when he's like, oh, Shinoamo, perhaps. What do you do if somebody had a Mila prior? So if someone had a mila prior, we have here a suffix, as the Shach explains. What's the din? So therefore, we require a hatofes dam bris l'churma. However, we do not make a bracha. Why? Because could be he's not mechuyev in it. So that is what the Shach says. B'fish mistapkol im tafifan ilo hilchach misafik yesh lahachmu lahatif. Avo im varchem misafik. We're not really sure if someone had a prior mila. However, that's only if a guy had a mila in the hospital, circumcised. What about the case where the guy did have a mila, and it wasn't l'shem geirus, but it was l'shem mitzvah? They made a bracha on a mila. No one was the wiser of it. It's interesting. In these cases, a mohel should try to be aware of the situation. A mohel should ask around and try to find out the yichus of the kid. And he should have in mind that in the event that this has to be a mila l'shem geiris, it's l'shem geiris. What if he had no idea? Right? Oftentimes the mohel has no idea. He goes in, you know, these are prominent members of the shul, and they do it. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this. But he says, Vihine, Ata Aviv Yisrael, Avshalom Nechshav Aviv, Inyan Yichus. So let's say we have a situation where the father is Jewish and the mother isn't. So technically, halacha, the father is not related to the son. Right? If the son would get up one day and punch the father in the nose, he wouldn't be chayav misa. Technically, he's not chayav to sit shiva for him. The halacha, there's no relationship between the father and the son here. However, said, however, if the father says, be ma'al this kid, just like the father had the right to say, be magayer this kid, so the tzivu ha'av, the Moshe says, is worth something here, even though he's not really related. Much like by ger katan, there is no relationship between whoever the parent is, whether it's adoptive, whether it's natural, but the mother's not Jewish. Still, le'inyan, controlling the destiny of the child, this is the person in charge, he's the guardian. Va'af, he goes further, and even if you give the guy a mila because you got confused and you thought he was Jewish, so Moshe says, and even if the father didn't know what he was doing, he said, give him a bris because the father thought that the kid was Jewish, because that the geiris of the mother was good, because he thought that there was patrilineal descent, whatever the confusion the father had, right? That's also good. Why? Because we have a concept in Yevamos Amilo Tavol and Nidusa, that if a woman goes to the mikvah, l'shem, she's a nida. It's questionable how this works, right? That could count for geiris as well. So Ramosha says that based on that, if you have a mila l'shem mitzvah, even if it's not Mitzvah Geirus, you do not require Hatovis Dam Bris after. Moshe goes on to explain, because after all, he said, let's remember, the bottom line with this kid is, he has no Orla. And even if a Ger has no Orla, because a non-Jew took it off, through surgery, whatever the situation is, there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether you need to have it at all. So the whole thing is based on Suffolk. And you throw in these svaras that maybe the father has a right to be mitzuva. And maybe, in a lot of these cases, maybe the kid, if it's a Suffolk geiris, also, you can throw that in. And a Suffolk, even if it's a vada geiris, whether you need it, the Moshe says you don't have to do it. In fact, if you look at Tzvi St. Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi, Nimo ki Yehudi v'noda shehu nachri. Someone has a bris as a Yehudi and then realize that he's a guy, do you have to do hatovas dam bris? The Tzvi Pesach Frank answers very succinctly. I think this is the entire tshuva we actually gave you here. Hinei shuzak for haisel if nezer rabba shonim. This isn't anything new. V'ladaiter v'nehidon didon ein tzar hatovas dam bris. And therefore you do not require hatovas dam bris. Moshe kosev kvo tarosu barichus. Like you wrote at length in the question. V'chol shenim l'shem mitzvah miras agirim. Long as it's l'shem mitzvah, it's fine. V'lo ma'akev kavon l'shem geiris. Even there was no kavana, that's fine. But Yosi Ayef Ma'od Ma'od Rakoshri Yaksiva Lo Arif Lo Osef Al Dvar Hisham Kunshasa. I'm very tired. Whatever you said is fine. Thank you for coming. So ultimately, he agrees that La Halacha. You have to remember that we're dealing at most with a suffik. A suffik, whether it's good or not, whether it's suffik, whether it's a chiyav or not, and even if there is a chiyav, maybe he was ready to be able to see the chiyav. So we do not require a separate hatavas dam bris, which is very warming. The Chachma Shlomo picks up on this a little bit. And the Chachma Shlomo says that even the people who have an issue with a woman being a Moel for a Jewish child would allow a woman to be a Moel for a Tofes Dam Bris. Why? So it's the same Sveik Sveika. Suffolk whether this guy is Chayiv or not. And Suffolk whether the woman is Kosher or not. So if she's Kosher, it was a good Tofes Dam Bris. But even if she wasn't a Kosher, it's a Suffolk whether he even needed it or not. So therefore, the Chachma Shlomo writes that even though we try to avoid using women, even though Tzvi Prabhupada, we did a fine job, that was somewhat of a shas adchak. There weren't any other ma'alim around at the time. So even though, generally, we do not do it, when it comes to a tafas dam bris, for a gay bris, we would allow a woman to do it. However, there's one obvious problem that people point out, which is the last piece, the Shulchan Aruch, which should be obvious to all to step back, that there might be a small issue of tznius. Mishum Davi Kapritzis. The idea of a bris is very male-centric, shall we say. And the fact that a woman should even be a sandik, that she should be that close to the action, as we say, is inappropriate, even with a baby. So if with a baby it's inappropriate, kal v'chomer, ben beno, bas bito, shel kal v'chomer, whatever it would be better that a woman should probably not do the hatavas damber. So even though that there might halachically be room to allow it in that case, still, we would probably not allow it practically. Yes?
What about the absence of the father and the parents? There is no father.
Right, the father dies.
We don't know when the father.
Well, the father dies before childbirth.
Yeah.
Right? So in that case, the mitzvah goes to so the mitzvah goes at that point to the Beis Din.
Not the mother.
Not the mother. We possibly that the mother's not. Now, a mother can do it. The mother can hire the moel. There's nothing wrong with that. But the Beis Din would not force the mother to do it, to pay for it. The mother says, I'm not interested, the Beis Din would have to pay for it themselves. That's what it means practically.
Is that really a Beis Din or Klal Yisrael?
Beis Din has, probably Beis Din as representatives of Klal Yisrael. No one has ever come to me as a member of the Beis Din and asked me to pony up for a mile.
But the issue could certainly be part of Klal Yisrael.
Okay, so she'll pay her 1/2 millionth of what it costs. Well, just a member of Klal Yisrael, she'll pay like everybody else pays. Right, but no more than that. That's either because Mitzvah Shavan Grom or because of the Drushit. It's not doing the Chiv of the aim.
As opposed to, let's say, Sefer Torah, where we said before that if a woman writes a Sefer Torah, it doesn't have Kedushas Sefer Torah. If a woman does do Mila, for whatever, a Jewish woman.
So we pass him b'di'evet, it's good. We do not require Hatavas Dambris.
Is there any sheet that would say otherwise? Or?
No, I don't think so. Because again, you would end up with A, there are a fair amount of opinions. Like the Shulchan Aruch, for example, which say that a woman can do Mila.
Like
Right. The Shulchan Aruch by Trump's the Baha'i. So again, you have those opinions. Then there are further opinions that once the Arva is gone, it's gone. What are you going to do? So for example, there's a rush. I'm going to ask you this question yesterday. What if somebody has a Mila on the sixth day? A guy came over to me yesterday, he says, I have cousins that are not religious. They did a Mila on the sixth day. So the rush says you do nothing about it. So the question is, why not? So there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim, why not? So one opinion is, what are you going to do? It's gone. It's over. You know, the horse is out of the barn. There's nothing to talk about anymore. Party's over. You know, so I assume that svar definitely applies here as well. Bidi Evid, it's good. We wouldn't encourage it, but it's unlikely that Moshe Rabbeinu's son had Hatavas Dambris afterwards.
No.
Yes. I ask the truth, it's not the case, but I would think it's a kal v'chomer. There where you did it, so everyone's welcome to leave. As we're running over time. There, there's a big discussion about the Yerushalmi that says you can be sach shem truma on a baby before the eighth day. So the idea being, before the eighth day, you're not an arla. So it could be that since you're not an arla, you don't have an arla, you never remove the arla. Right, so there, you never did anything. As opposed to here, the arla was removed. The question is, was it someone who was a barchiv to remove it, who removed it? I would think that this is a better case than that.
Right.
Again, it'd be like an Arul Noah Mar, but we wouldn't be worried about Arul Kavusha. So Noah Mar, without considering Arul Kavusha, probably we wouldn't do it either. Okay, thank you very much. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
thank you very much for a wrap.